You're listening to Side Effects. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. With just over a month left in this year's Affordable Care Act open enrollment period, many Americans are puzzling over health plan choices. One national survey found that 70% of people said they wanted one-on-one help to get through enrollment. And when they need that help, many are finding it in an unexpected place. Rebecca Smith from Side Effects Public Media reports from Southwest Missouri.
At the Neosho Newton County Library, patrons return books, check out books, and work on computers. All normal everyday activities. But over the past few years, this tiny rural library has taken on a much-needed new role, helping people find health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act, or the ACA. Carrie Klein is the new director at the library.
This is my third day.
The very new director. She's worked at libraries throughout Southwest Missouri for about two decades. And when it comes to the Affordable Care Act and insurance,
I think the library is a great starting point.
She's excited that her library can make a difference in a variety of ways in people's lives, even their health.
I can't imagine a better place than the library because we reach so many different people that it's not based on your religion, your economics. It's just based on the fact that we're here to help you.
And lots of libraries are helping with health insurance, nearly 60% according to a national survey. Some are training their own staff to be ACA navigators or bringing in volunteers to assist people with different languages and cultures. And while smaller rural libraries like Klein's can't support this level of help,
smaller libraries can at least offer a space where trainers can come in, meet with clients, meet with the general public, and help them get enrolled.
Klein says her library works with a local community health organization called Freeman Health System to bring in certified application counselors during open enrollment. These counselors, who are trained in the most up-to-date information on the ACA, actually sit with the individuals and guide them through the enrollment process, step by step. Camille Midcap is the lead certified application counselor with Freeman Health System. She says the library acts as a bridge between people needing coverage and their services.
We just couldn't do it without their help. We couldn't reach the more vulnerable populations, the hard-to-reach populations, without them. We just couldn't do it.
Help like this can be crucial for many, especially those who may have low healthcare literacy, such as low-income individuals, rural populations, and non-English speakers. And for all of these people, the library is usually a known community resource.
Those in that community are very familiar and I think feel comfortable to come to the library.
Public libraries are open to all and have information for all.
That's librarian Francisca Goldsmith. She wrote a book this year for the American Library Association that helps librarians understand the ACA so that they can help library patrons. She says just as libraries are a go-to destination for tax preparation assistance in the spring, they're starting to be known as hubs for open enrollment help.
I think a lot of library staff would actually be surprised at how the fact that the federal government and many state governments have advertised that the information is available at your library. People are hearing that message over and over.
Carrie Klein, the library director in Southwest Missouri, says the relationship already feels habitual and the library's, her library's, commitment to the community won't stop with the ACA.
No matter what the subject, we want to be the ones to help you find what you're after or at least get you started in the right direction or guide you to someone who knows more than we do who could actually help you.
From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Rebecca Smith.